This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Hanging with us is like spending an afternoon at the pool with your buddies, only without the water and women in bathing suits.
KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney.
Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Well, Nebraska plays six players on the Associated Press All-Big 12 team announced today. Nebraska defensive lineman Jared Crick and linebacker Levante David were unanimous selections. Other Cornhuskers honored were defensive backs Prince Amukamara and Eric Haig, offensive lineman Ricky Henry, and kicker Alex Henry. The team was selected by a panel of 20 voters who cover the Big 12 Conference in seven different states. Oklahoma and Nebraska are considering playing a home-and-home football series in 2020 and in 2021. Nebraska Athletic Director Tom Osborne says he can't commit to the games until he knows the structure of the Big Ten schedule for those seasons, and that might not be known for a year or two. The Big Ten is considering going to a 9-game conference schedule in 2015, with each team having 5 league home games 1 year and 4 the next. Osborne said Oklahoma wants the 2020 game to be in Norman and the 2021 game to be in Lincoln. Nebraska and Oklahoma will square off for the Big 12 championship on Saturday. Kickoff will be at 7 o'clock in Dallas. Caleb Walker and Ashante Jones scored 13 points apiece to lead the Nebraska men's basketball team to a 76-57 win over Jackson State last night at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. The Huskers led 28-21 at halftime. The Tigers made just 5 field goals in the first half, all three-pointers, and were held to 29% shooting. Nebraska is now 5-2 in the season. They will play host to Creighton on Sunday afternoon, beginning at 1. And the third-ranked Nebraska volleyball team will play Sacred Heart tonight in the opening round of the NCAA tournament. The Huskers are 27-2. The Pioneers are 29-6. Nebraska is making their 29th appearance in the NCAA tournament. Sacred Heart will be making their first appearance after winning its first Northeast Conference title in program history. First serve will be at 7. Pre-game show begins at 6:50 tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. And that's a sports update on Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. I'm Mike Will.
Your Christmas shopping is easier this year with the Working Man Store at Willis Shoe and Boot and Outerwear. This is Don Dreyer, and we offer comfortable work boots in steel and non-steel from Wolverine, Carolina, Justin, Timberland, and now Keen. Warm bibs, coats, sweatshirts, coveralls, jeans, and accessories from Carhartt, Walls, and Key. In fact, we have over 1,600 items from Carhartt alone. See us, your Working Man Store, for Christmas this year. Covering the working man head to toe at Willis Shoe and Boot and Outerwear, 379 381 North Walnut, Grand Island.
Like we always do at this time, I go for mine, I get to shine, now throw your hands.
Continuing our Big 12 championship talk, Nebraska-Oklahoma coming up Saturday night. And, Tony, time to catch up with one of the Huskers from our listening area that really finally got a chance to show what he could do in the Colorado game. Joe Brockmeyer from Aurora going to join us. And, Daddy, a very, I don't know what the word is, interesting, amazing. There's all kinds of words to describe maybe what Joe's went through from his high school to his collegiate career.
Well, when you're talking football, Doug, I think perseverance is probably the word that sticks out. The kid that came in the program, I don't know what he expected. Joe, what did you expect your first day of football practice with this team? Take us back then.
At the time, I mean, I really didn't have any expectations. I had more goals or dreams than anything, because there was no expectations to be had. I just wanted to contribute in some way or another at some point in my career.
Tell me about it, because I heard what you were saying to some of the reporters after the ball game about how you got involved. It was kind of more of a joke that you were going to leave the baseball team, and you were joking around with some of your buddies, and the next thing you know, you're out there trying out for the football team. Who were the buddies? What time of the year was that? Take me through that little time in your life.
It would have been 2 summers ago. Zach Lee's a really good friend of mine, and he was over. I think we were barbecuing and watching some baseball, grilling, and we were just outside just playing catch a little bit, tossing the football around. And he's like, Joe, have you ever thought about playing football? And I was like, yeah. He's like, well, and at the time, that's when Patrick Witt left and Spano still had knee troubles and they didn't really have much depth at quarterback. And he's like, man, you can throw it a little bit. You should come out. And I was like, yeah, I'd love to, except I'd rather play receiver. He's like, I think you should play quarterback. And we were kind of joking around with a little bit of seriousness. And then he ended up talking to Coach Watson about the whole ordeal. And that's really how the ball got started rolling with that.
Okay, after this happens, and then he mentions to Coach Watson, you go meet with which one of the coaches, and which one of the coaches says, okay, we could give this a shot.
Yeah, I went and talked to Coach Watson in his office, and at that point we talked about things, and he said, yeah, there's a real chance that we could do this. We have to see with our numbers and all that stuff if we're allowed to do that, if we can move you over. And then from there, I began talking with Coach Jamrock about that same talk and just seeing if there were problems, if I could just move over easily and everything along those lines. And it was going good. And then for a while, I think there was a little bit of confusion with the baseball team, and we had a little bit of troubles, but I just kept bugging Coach Jamrock. And then we finally got that figured out after clearing up a few things.
Joe Brockmeyer joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Went to Nebraska to be a baseball player, and now he's going to be at the Big 12 championship game and contributing if he gets that chance like he did this last week against Colorado. I guess coming out of high school, your thoughts about going to Nebraska, being a baseball player, and then obviously it didn't work out. It could be a weird way to say, yeah, I made the right choice. It was just a different choice, but kind of put a wrap on your baseball career at Nebraska for us, Joe.
Yeah, baseball, it was really frustrating the whole time I was here because I always tell people looking back, I mean, I don't have any regrets about it. I just wish I could have at least threw one game healthy. And, I mean, I never got that chance because I injured my shoulder 2 months after being on campus, and I dealt with that for the next 3 years. And it's one of those things where it would have been great just to have one opportunity to go out there 100% healthy and see what I could have done.
Joe, take us back to the first time Bo Pelini walked down the hallway. Did he know who you were? Or what's that like?
I don't know when the first time that I knew that he knew who I was would have maybe been one of the weeks I earned Scout Team Player of the Week, and he said my name in front of the team, and I don't even know then if he even knew or if he was just saying a name.
Yeah, that's Brockmeyer kid. Had a good week.
Joe, did you realize when you started this football journey that, I mean, I guess you did, that you could have only played maybe one game like the Colorado game, or you could have gotten one opportunity and that was it?
Yeah, and that's what, I mean, even up till recently, is I was just telling people, you know what, if I don't get in the rest of the year, oh, well, I mean, that's the way things have worked out, but I still wouldn't regret a thing I did because I've enjoyed the time with the football coaches and my teammates so much that I mean, yeah, it would have been great to be able to get in more or play more, but even if I never did at all, I still would have been very happy with my decision.
Joe Brockmeyer of the Huskers is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Aurora native got a chance to get in and make a couple of nice plays, 3 catches in the ball game against Colorado. Joe, let's talk about actually getting into the ball game. Niles Paul got hurt. Coach Pelini said, you know, after Niles got hurt, we're looking. Your name popped up at the top. Was that the first time that you knew you were going to be involved or have a chance to play?
No, the previous couple weeks leading into that, there had been a couple discussions with the coaches saying they to be ready, and depending on the game situation, they're going to try and get me in. And then last Monday, even Coach Gilmore called me up to his office, and we talked about things, and he just said, you know what, I want you to be ready this week. I think I know I've been telling you this the last couple weeks, but I think this game is going to be the game where but we'd get you in at some point. And then the following day would have been the Tuesday when Niles went down. When he originally got hurt, we didn't think too much of it because Niles is, he's one of the toughest kids on the team. And we just thought maybe he sprained his ankle or did twist his foot or something. And then once we actually found out after practice that it was fractured, then us receivers kind of looked around and were like, well, one of us is going to have to start making plays because we just lost Niles.
Joe Brockmeyer joins us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, talk about your parents' reaction. This had to be a pretty good pick-me-up after what happened to little brother late in the year.
Yeah, just like you guys said, my little brother, he had a little trouble, and that was a big disappointment for the whole family. And, my parents have been through this and supported me the whole way, and I think it was nice for them to be able to see me out there after putting in all the work that I've put in and just getting on the field. That was a big excitement for them.
Now, Cody didn't put that first pass right between your number. Well, nine, I guess he didn't put it right on your number there. You made a pretty good catch the first time out. How nervous are you? I heard you say you were nervous before the game, but once you got onto the field, that really didn't play a part. Is that true?
Yeah, I was anxious and excited before, the night before and then all day, but once we got to the field and we started warming up and everything was going on, there was just so many things going through my mind that I guess there wasn't really time to be nervous, and I didn't even think about it because I just was thinking about what I needed to get done on that play and more worried about that than getting starstruck by all the people.
Joe, it just seems weird that one of your good buddies is Zach Lee. It comes from a long ways away, California. There's a central Nebraska. When we go to college, you meet people from all over, and it's one of the real benefits of going to college. Do the central Nebraska guys, do you and Crick and Lance and Farron, do you guys have a relationship and buddies around off the field?
Oh, yeah. We're pretty good friends. Lance and I, we went hunting a couple weeks ago, and all of the guys around here like to do things like that and hang out together. And then occasionally we might trust our lives with someone outside the state, but it doesn't happen very often.
I was trying to make sure that Tyrone wasn't the only guy older than you on the team. That's not the case, is it, Joe?
I don't know. I think it might be. I'm not for sure.
Well, Joe, final question, and we'll let you get out of here. What's the plan for Saturday night? Are you going to get a crack? What are the coaches telling you? Are you going to be involved in the offense?
Yeah, the coaches told me they want to throw it to me about 20 times or so.
That's good.
How many times do you plan on catching it?
Well, if that was the case, hopefully just one. But, we're going into this game just like we did last week where, we always kind of have the same game plan going in, and then however the course of the game turns out, we'll determine if we're going to throw it a lot, run it a lot, what coverages are in. So, I could be targeted a couple times or none. It just, we'll see how the game works out, I guess.
Joe, we appreciate you giving us a minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's a big week for you. Congratulations on the recent success and persevering through all those football practices you had to go through just to get on the field here this last week.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate everything.
Joe Brockmeyer, Nebraska wide receiver, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Arlington, Texas, home of the Big 12 championship game, brought to you by Big O Tires. At Big O, they are committed to providing the best value to their customers. That's why they'll meet or beat any competitor's tire price. Plus, they honor competitors' service coupons. The way you know when you go to Big O Tires that you're getting the best deal in town, one of the many reasons they are the team you trust at Big O Tires in Kearney and two locations in Grand Island. It's a good story. I got to thinking when Joe Brockmeyer ran out there for senior day across the field to meet his parents on the Nebraska sideline, I got to thinking, is he going to end up like Rudy Rudiger? you look at the movie, you have to play, you have to suit up, you have to have done something really to ever go down in the annals of the team. Well, and now he has. It will always say that he caught three passes, 34 yards against Colorado, and who knows how much of a factor, as he said, he will be. But I think he'll probably see the field on Saturday night.
Well, I think he's going to see the field, especially when Niles out. It's a player they obviously came and found basically out of the blue in Nebraska fans' minds. The coaching staff maybe a couple weeks before saw him getting on the field. But, it's got to be exciting to go through all those football practices. And, yeah, you can be around your buddies all you want, but football practice is not always fun. It cannot be at that level, especially when you're running scout teams and stuff. Him talking about being scout team player of the week. You know, those guys are getting beat around a lot. You know, you're putting in your time.
Can you imagine standing there? Hey, and Bo Pelini just out of, hey, we want to congratulate, Alexander, you're our special teams player of the week, and Taylor Martinez, the offensive player of the week, Levante David, the defensive player of the week, and this week's scout team player of the week is Joe Brockmeyer. But he probably got the name right, Joe Brockmeyer, and you got to give credit to the coach for that. That all of a sudden you're just talking to your buddies in the back there. Remind me of the guys sitting on the bench that are the 11th and 12th guys in basketball trying to get a Snickers bar down while they're on. All of a sudden you go, I'm going in.
I just think you go down there to play baseball. Your dreams, but you just never get healthy. You go out and play football, and hey, it comes to your end of your. You got three possible games left to play in. You're down to three games in which they can call your number to even get on the field. That's regardless of whether Cody or Taylor, whoever's going to throw you, Zach, or whoever's going to throw you the ball. And you come through with three catches, 34 yards.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are live from Big 12 Championship headquarters at the Arlington Hilton, and we are glad that you're along with us today. We're going to take a break and give you an update on Hastings College National Soccer Tournament score and more when we come back.
It's great for a community to grow. It's better when it grows together. That's one of the primary missions at the Hastings Family YMCA, enhancing the quality of life in your community to make the community stronger, using partnerships with other like-minded groups. Here's the director of Big Brothers Big Sisters, Darcy Meyer.
We have two programs at Big Brothers and Big Sisters, a school-based program and a community-based program. Our community-based matches meet out in the community and do a variety of activities, and the Y of Hastings has given us the opportunity to let our matches go there for free to participate in the different activities that they have there at the Y, whether it be playing in the courts, going swimming, doing anything there at the Y that people who pay a membership can do. Our matches can go there and participate in those events as well.
Dozens of other cooperative efforts on the part of the Hastings Family YMCA, along with organizations like Big Brothers Big Sisters, are examples of enhancing the quality of life in your community.
Hey, Nebraska fans, Matt Davison here. As you know, Sun Heat is blanketing the Cornhusker State with safe, soft, comfortable heat. But when Sun Heat kicked around the idea of a limited edition Husker fireplace, I knew I had to catch one. Boy, have they outdone themselves this time with the brand new Huskers Infrared Fireplace. You can see it now at sunheat.com. The Husker logo blazes with big red pride, and the first 100 owners receive an autographed poster of My Catch in Missouri, along with a certificate of authenticity. So go to sunheat.com to order yours today before they're sold out.
$6 will get you two full-size foot-long regular sub sandwiches when you click on buyeasyauction.com. From Subway in Kearney or Grand Island, that's $3 a foot-long, and that's the best price anywhere bar none. Buyeasyauction.com or click on the Easy Auction link at our station website and get Subway for less. But when you log in on buyeasyauction.com, you'll find lots more food items and save on useful goods for around the house, for your car, for your lifestyle.
It's championship week in college football, and you can catch some of the action right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, starting Friday night with the MAC Championship as 25th-ranked Northern Illinois takes on Miami of Ohio at 6 o'clock. Then a double dip on Saturday. Following the Doug and Daddy Show live from Dallas, we bring you the SEC Championship with Auburn against South Carolina and the ACC title game, Florida State against Virginia Tech. It's championship weekend on ESPN Radio.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do California a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA, America's wireless companies, and the National Safety Council.
Not even Stallone could put together a rematch like this one in Dallas.
And the ball is coming out.
And Sean Callahan is featured at a bonus Big Red Lunch this Wednesday.
That's another quick whistle.
Noon at Cunningham's Journal.
Tom Osborne was on the field to protect
this
him.
Wednesday noon at Cunningham's Journal. The Youngstown Connections, the quarterback, the back.
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by Big O Tires, the Big 12 Championship game going on in Arlington, Texas. And coming up in just a couple of minutes, Sean Callahan will bring us his Big Red report today and let you know how the Huskers are progressing. It was really the final time that you're going to hear any kind of new news because there's no availability after practice today, and Bo Pelini will speak tomorrow. And here on ESPN Radio, we're going to bring you that press conference tomorrow afternoon, live from Big 12 Media Days. Bo Pelini will speak at 3:30 is the updated that we have here. So at approximately 3:30 tomorrow, Coach Pelini, and then at 4 o'clock, Coach Stoops. And we will bring you some of that tomorrow live here on ESPN Radio because Merritt is the king. Right, Merritt?
I believe so.
Okay, that's enough from you. There he is. Hey, don't call him the best producer in the business for nothing. A lot more guests tomorrow. Brian Munson's going to join us live tomorrow. Also, Merv Johnson, the voice, the color man from the University of Oklahoma, to talk about the Sooners. We will have our pigskin pick'em last chance. I think to get in, we've got a pool of four for that laptop computer from Premier Rental and Purchase, and tomorrow is going to be your last chance to knock off Daddy and I. We haven't been stellar, but I guess we've been good enough.
Yeah, that's pretty much our motto in life: good enough. I don't know why. Yeah, it's just the way we roll. Mediocrity. That's our motto. Are you surprised, Doug, that neither team will use their walkthrough time here? Both teams are going to practice tomorrow. Come in the afternoon tomorrow, basically go to the hotel. I would imagine tomorrow morning they will get up be around the stadium, eat, whatever. And
only guys like Levante David would it even affect. I mean, guys that weren't on these teams last year that will play Saturday night. Oklahoma's played here. Nebraska played here in the championship last year. Oklahoma's played here in the regular season. So I think the glamour and the glitz is over. And I think, you know what, maybe the coach is just deciding we're going to go somewhere else. Maybe they go through a little practice at a local high school or college somewhere. Try and stay away from the media spotlight. Because if they do go through a walkthrough, then a lot of people are clamoring around. And what do you really get accomplished in this day and age anymore anyway? So I guess that's where we're going. We did promise you an update from the NAIA National Soccer Tournament. Hastings College Women and William Carey University go to half scoreless. So that game postponed because of the weather yesterday, played today. They are scoreless at half. We'll give you an update should they get something going here before the top of the hour when we wrap things up. Also, I think this is worth noting, and this is not a negative because I know this program is going to be okay, but, Daddy, this week the NAIA puts out their preseason basketball polls real early there in November. Then they get the games in, and they just had the first regular season where most teams have anywhere from 4 to 10 to 12 basketball games already played. For the first time since 2000, the Hastings Lady Broncos not ranked in the top 25. 10 years, what a run by Hastings. They're 5-5, rebuilding year. Alicia Stadler's doing great, but they just got a lot of young kids, as we talked with Coach on the program before, Coach Dittmer, about this. And they'll be okay.
We talked about all those freshmen on the team. Yeah, what a great streak, and what many deep runs into this national tournament, national title. So congratulations. It's been, you know what, they'll be back. It will not be long. They'll be right back in there.
We'll take a break. Be back with more from Dallas after this.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation now brings you Sean Callahan with another Big Red Report.
Party's given everything you have in practice.
Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one.
Day after day.
He's got the touchdown!
The heart in me.
The Huskers finish a perfect 13-0.
Comes Husker Red.
This day in sports, December 2nd, 1975, Ohio State's Archie Griffin became the first and only player to win the Heisman Trophy twice. And it wasn't even close, as Griffin scored more than twice as many points in the voting as runner-up Chuck Muncy. And plays like this tell you why.
Ohio State leading 21-0 here, and the possession gives off to Archie Griffin. Breaks open 30, cuts to the right to the 45, and the 40, he's open. 50, he'll go all the way. 40, 30, 25, 15, 10, Archie Griffin goes 75 yards for a touchdown.
And that's what happened this day in sports.
AGP Corn Processing has an immediate opening for a part-time truck driver. Candidate must have a current CDL Class A and meet all DOT requirements. 2-year over-the-road experience preferred. Job responsibilities include loading and unloading coal at the AGP ethanol plant Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 hours per day. This job will pay $15.32 per hour. Interested individuals should apply at the Nebraska Job Service in Hastings, or for more information, call 460-4458 or 460-4497. That's 460-4458 or 460-4497.
With today's Husker Radio Report, I'm Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com. When Nebraska defensive coordinator Carl Pelini breaks down Oklahoma's offense, he knows his guys will have their work cut out for them on Saturday. Pelini said probably the most important thing the Huskers must do is just play fundamentally sound.
They do a great job of getting the ball to their playmakers in space, and so you've got to be able to adjust all their formations. These guys got to be really locked in terms of responsibilities and things. And so if you can handle that aspect of it, I think you can handle it. So you can be okay.
Pelini said the other thing the Huskers must do is be able to keep up with Oklahoma's up-tempo pace.
The other thing is their tempo, you know, because it's tough to simulate in practice. We've been trying to work in different ways, and it's just an awareness on our guys' part. But we got a good plan in place, I think, to handle the tempo. If we can handle those two things, I think we'll be fine.
Huskers will hold their final practice of the week in Lincoln later today at 3:45 before departing to Dallas on Friday. Reporting with the Nebraska football team in Lincoln, I'm Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com.
Husker practice reports are brought to you weekdays, 7:51 and 12:21 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
If you got that helmet off, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
The heart in me pumps Husker Red.
Help! Can you hear me?
Advertising isn't easy.
Hey, over here!
Everyone could use a little help.
But really, where do you start? It seems like today, we're flooded with choices.
A great message, along with frequency, can make that easier.
A message that can stretch your advertising dollar further than ever before. A message and a plan that will have your customers, new customers, responding to you.
Hey, I've been looking for you!
Yes, we're here to help.
I'm over here!
We can help you with your strategy. We can help you with your message. We can help your business grow.
And it all starts with just 40 minutes of your time.
Platte River Radio will be conducting free 40-minute marketing presentations starting December 6th through December 8th. Learn how to develop the brand awareness your business needs to drive higher sales. Just by attending, you'll be given several free gifts as well as being registered to win a 32-inch color TV. Call today to reserve your seat. Call 800-237-5577, 800-237-5577.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Brought to you by Doug Mitchell of Marcotte Insurance in the Eagles Nest Plaza, Kearney. Tri-City Storm is home Friday night to take on Waterloo. Face-off at 7:05 on Classic Hits 98.9. The Big 12 Championship is on the Breeze 94.5 FM, Oklahoma and Nebraska Saturday night at 7. The Nebraska volleyball team takes on Sacred Heart Thursday at 7 and plays in the second round Friday at 7 at the NU Coliseum. Games are on Nebraska Educational Television and the Breeze 94.5. Hastings College women's soccer team plays in the NAIA quarters on Thursday. The Hastings men play in the national semifinals Friday. The Nebraska men's basketball team will host Creighton Sunday afternoon at 1. The Nebraska women are at Indiana Sunday morning at 11. The UNK men and women will host Western State Friday, Mesa State Saturday. The Hastings College men and women welcome in Northwestern on Saturday. Nebraska wrestling is at Northern Colorado Friday, Wyoming Saturday. UNK at Hastings at Fort Hays on Saturday. And that's a Sports Minute. And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Arlington, Texas, getting ready for Saturday's Big 12 championship game. Don't forget, you can always email the program, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Doug and Daddy Show from the Big 12 Championship game, brought to you by Big O Tires. If you need new tires or auto service and are a little strapped for cash, then stop by and check out Big O's interest-free financing. The approval process, simple and fast. You can get your tires or brakes taken care of today and then take up to 6 months to pay for them with no interest cost at Big O Tires in Kearney and two locations in Grand Island.
Douglas, you were getting a chance to look at a little bit during the break of the bowl picture, and you're coming up with some Big 12 teams, and one just jumped off the board at me, Missouri and Washington. Is that a game that when you hear that, you're going, what will the spread be, 34?
Yeah, everybody is projecting Washington to make it to the Holiday Bowl, which used to be the prestigious bowl of the Pac-10.
The Pac-10, here's how bad the Pac-10 is this year, people. I believe, and I think I'm 100% accurate on this, is USC 7-5? 7-5 right now, and they're going to play UCLA, and this is a nail-biter. This is a nail-biter for Lane Kiffin's team. The sanctions have not even hit USC. The next 3 years, they will lose 10 scholarships. The next 3 years is when they should be bad. What is going on there?
Well, and these are Pete Carroll's boys, too. They're not Lane Kiffin boys. They're Pete Carroll, and they're doing what they can at USC and, of course, in the Pac-10 as well. Well, Tony, obviously not everybody is going to be able to make it to Arlington for the Big 12 championship game, so why not watch it at home in comfort and relax with a new Lazy Boy or Lane Recliner or a new living room set as you get ready for the holidays from Bruce Furniture. It's all about the choices, from what kind of mattress you sleep on to the premium you can receive when you buy one, especially at Bruce Furniture. You relax, you go through a tough day of watching all those championship games, then you need some sleep. I know it's going to be a big week for Big 12. So get it done today. Get it done tomorrow. Get that couple of nights sleep in at Bruce Furniture, featuring the lowest prices of the year on Serta mattresses. And you can still get an HD TV free or up to $600 gift certificate, your choice.
The Serta Sleep System and Bruce Furniture both make dreams come true. Stop down and see them today. Great locations, Holdridge, Kearney, Hastings, and Alliance.
When it's all time of the year to get football and bowl games, you'll get a flat screen, too, with a qualifying Serta purchase, plus free delivery, free setup, free disposal of your old mattress, only from Bruce Furniture. Make the choice that's just right for you at Bruce Furniture, as Daddy said, downtown Kearney, Holdridge, along with Hastings, and to our friends out in Alliance. We're going to have a sports update, and then Barry Trammell from the Oklahoman is set to join us on this special Doug and Daddy show. We're here again tomorrow from 11 to 1, Saturday from 12 to 2. Before we go into this break, though, Daddy, we said it's not all going to be football during the next 3 days, but a lot of it's going to be two things off the beaten path here a little bit. First, I know this is big for you, being the outdoorsman that you are.
Well, when you showed this to me earlier, I was excited because the firearm deer harvest, they set a record. They set a record.
More Bambis bit the dust than ever before in Nebraska.
You know what?
Telling me?
As I drive down the river road, more Bambis need to bite the dust. 63,300. 63,300.
Our friends in the repair business, in the auto body business, must be doing very well this fall because it's been bad along the roadsides, hasn't it?
Well, it has been bad along the roadsides, but what a great step towards eliminating some of those deer. 25% reduction in the deer herd in eastern Nebraska over the next 3 years, what they're looking for. But they get a great start this year. 63,300 deer were blasted.
And one other story, the NSAA, and I chuckle when I see this, we have never, ever received, to my knowledge, a press release about attendance or after the fact of a high school sporting state event. But with this move to Hastings and Grand Island and all that publicity coming out, and it was stated in various articles after state, is that there was a 19% approximate attendance drop-off. Well, now the NSAA says it's proved to be a great success in Hastings and Grand Island. The NSAA's official attendance showed 36,250 fans paid to come through the turnstiles during the event November 11th through the 13th. NSAA Associate Director Dev Velder says when you look at last year's official paid attendance in Lincoln, the championships drew 38,617 people. So you're looking at about 2,400, 2,300 and change more people last year, which is not a significant drop-off. The average over the last 5 years in Lincoln had been 36,626, which was right on for the 36,250.
Yeah.
How did those numbers change so drastically?
Well, the house band got a hold of it, the Spin Doctors.
There you go. Doesn't matter. The folks did a great job. Now, as far as the attendance, it is what it is, and that'll be made up in the future. And, again, they will be holding a volleyball next year, and they vote this spring on the next 2 years, which, again, really? I mean, sometimes you're in a process where next year who's going to hold it, then all of a sudden it's 4 years down the road who's going to hold it. And this thing is not moving until Lincoln gets the new arena built. It's just not moving. So I think Grand Island is solid for 4 years, which gives them a basis to get their feet and everything that if there was a problem this year, get it settled. And in next year, in the third year, obviously kind of like a coach, by the third year you expect everything to be where it needs to be. So congratulations to all involved in Grand Island and Hastings for the state volleyball tournament. We've got a sports update coming your way next, and then Barry Trammell, the Oklahoman, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show live for the Big 12 Championship game site in Arlington, Texas, brought to you by Big O Tires.
ESPN Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. The Hastings College women's basketball team let a 10-point second-half lead slip away and dropped a 71-64 decision to Midland University last night at Lynn Farrell Arena. It's the first win for the Warriors over Hastings since December 6th of 2006. Midland has not won in Hastings since January 6th of 1996. Well, the Warriors beat the Broncos 78-61. Alicia Statler led the Broncos with 13 points and 13 rebounds, but was held to just 2 free throws in the second half. Sophia McDermott had 11 points. Hastings is now 5-6 in the season. They are 0-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They'll face number 1-ranked Northwestern on Saturday. Derek Fletcher scored 31 points to power the Hastings College men's basketball team to an 89-79 victory over Midland. Fletcher hit 11 of 17 shots, including 7 of 10 from three-point range. He also pulled down 9 rebounds. Dane Bacon added 17 points. Hastings assistant coach Corey Farringer says his team played much better on the offensive end.
Yeah, you know, we've been struggling a little bit, but again, when we play good defense and we rebound the ball, we can get out and run in transition. When we don't, we have to play half-court offense, and that's what we need to continue to get better at as well as our half-court.
Farringer says his team has a chance to make a run in the Great Plains Athletic Conference.
We can. You know, again, it starts Saturday, but I know we go on the road to Concordia. Briarcliff comes here. And so we got the people at the right places, people coming into our house that we think we can beat, and on the road with places we can compete to win as well. So we're excited to hopefully get this thing going the right direction.
Hastings is now 4-7 in the season. They are 1-2 in the conference. They'll also play Northwestern on Saturday. Hastings College men's soccer team is in the Final Four of the national tournament for the third time in school history after knocking off Holy Names of California 5-0 yesterday in the quarterfinals. A.J. Dingledine scored 2 goals for the Broncos. Yannick Teal, Jordan Green, and Ryan Robinson scored the others. Hastings is now 23-0 in the season. They will play 7-seeded William Jewell of Missouri in the semifinals tomorrow night at 6. William Jewell is 20-2. The national championship game is set for Saturday at 7. Hastings College women's soccer team had their game with William Carey of Mississippi postponed yesterday because of wet field conditions. The quarterfinal matchup will now be played at 1:30 this afternoon. Hastings is 17-4-1. William Carey is currently 14-4-3. The boys' preseason high school basketball ratings are out today in the Lincoln Journal Star. Omaha Bryan is number 1 in Class A. South Sioux City is the top team in Class B. Norfolk Catholic has the top spot in Class C1. Grand Island Central Catholic is 2nd. Hastings St. Cecilia is 4th. Minden is 8th, and Kearney Catholic is 10th. Ravenna is the leader in C2. Sutton is 3rd. Overton is the top team in Class D1. Axtell is 8th. And Giltner is number 1 in Class D2. Loomis is 8th. And the high school basketball season will get underway tonight. Among the games, Hastings St. Cecilia boys and girls playing at Columbus SCOTUS. That's a sports update. I'm Mike Will.
Hey, Nebraska fans, Matt Davison here. As you know, Sun Heat is blanketing the Cornhusker State with safe, soft, comfortable heat. But when Sun Heat kicked around the idea of a limited edition Husker fireplace, I knew I had to catch one. Boy, have they outdone themselves this time with the brand new Huskers Infrared Fireplace. You can see it now at sunheat.com. The Husker logo blazes with big red pride, and the first 100 owners receive an autographed poster of my catch in Missouri, along with a certificate of authenticity. So go to sunheat.com to order yours today, before they're sold out.
Nebraska, Oklahoma week. We continue on with Big 12 championship preview, and always like to get an Oklahoma perspective, Tony.
Yeah, Barry Trammell's been in the business a long, long time following the Oklahoma Sooners, and he's from the Oklahoman. Barry Trammell joins us. Barry, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show, and welcome again to our program.
Hey, you bet, guys.
Barry, I mean, Oklahoma was just trying to get into this darn thing after some things went against them. But we've always been saying at this part of the country, Nebraska at the beginning of the year, hoping to get to the Big 12 and hoping to play Oklahoma. Did Oklahoma have the same sentiments?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think, you know, the Sooners were sort of focused on Texas, you know, in the early part of the year, get over the Texas hurdle. And you win that game, it generally means you're in the Big 12 title game. And when they did that, it was set up for an Oklahoma-Nebraska championship game. Now, of course, a lot of different things happened to the Sooners. Lost to Columbia, lost to College Station, so they had to sort of scramble to get there. But this is what most people wanted to happen, and now we've got the game.
Barry, take us back to last Saturday night in the Bedlam series. Had you ever saw points go back and forth like that?
No, you know what, actually, not to that degree. 2 years ago, we had a little bit of a game like that. It was back and forth, Sooners and Cowboys. It ended up OSU right in the last two or three minutes quit scoring, and OU had it another touchdown, and it was 61-41. But this time it was 47-41 and just wild. I think there were 28 points scored in the last 6 minutes. With a couple of field goals and touchdowns, and it was totally wild, and it came down to one big play, and Oklahoma completed that 86-yard touchdown pass, and if that thing falls incomplete, I think OSU gets the ball and wins the game on a field goal. So it was one of the better football games I've ever seen.
Barry Trammell joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Barry, do you think the two best teams right now are playing in this championship game, considering what A&M was able to do at the end of the year and Nebraska maybe struggled a little bit?
You know what? I really do, probably. A&M's a nice story, but they got Nebraska and Oklahoma both in College Station. I didn't get to see hardly any of the Nebraska A&M game. I was at an OU game played the exact same time, so I didn't get to see that game. But, you know, I know that the Sooners really would like to have their game back with the Aggies, and I assume it's the same with the Huskers. Everybody's made a big deal about Ryan Tannehill and the difference he's made at quarterback. I saw him play live, and I saw him play a couple times on television, and all he's really doing is not throwing the ball to the other team. I don't know that he's making a lot of plays. So while A&M's a nice story, I think the Sooners and the Huskers probably are the two best teams in the league.
Barry, Ryan Broyles, everybody's known about this kid since the start of the season, but on Saturday night, you guys had a couple other nice receivers step up and do things that make people take notice of the whole core.
Yeah, I tell you, that was the remarkable thing, is at crunch time, the Sooners put the ball in the hands of a quarterback who had thrown three interceptions, and they threw to two guys. One was Cameron Kinney, who had been benched most of the season. The other was James Hanna, who dropped a touchdown pass at A&M that would have put Oklahoma ahead in the fourth quarter. You know, they went to guys that were a little bit in need of redemption. Ryan Broyles never drops the ball, always makes plays, and yet when they really had to get to crunch time, the Sooners were able to use some guys you didn't think would produce. So that's what really has to really give them a lot of confidence in this game, is that some guys besides their stars stepped up and made plays.
Barry Trammell of the Oklahoman joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we continue our preview of Saturday night's Big 12 championship. Barry, over the weekend, got a chance to read your column there about your view of what has happened in Lincoln and Nebraska fans and people getting up in arms. Outside of Nebraska, we I guess, as you would say, would have the rose-colored glasses or the big red glasses here. Kind of tell the folks that didn't see your column your thoughts and what the South's thoughts are on Nebraska.
Well, I mean, I just think, you know, Nebraska's always been, among national powers, Nebraska's always been one of the more likable national, you know, forces in college football. When Nebraska plays in Alabama or USC or somebody, you know, you tend to think, well, you know, Nebraska's got classy fans and a solid program and a gentleman coach. You know, we're going to pull for Nebraska. Nebraska generally doesn't incite a lot of anger and deep emotion from other fans. I think that's changed. I think Nebraska's leaving for the Big Ten, leaving the conference, was naturally going to cause some strained feelings. But to me, it's sort of gotten out of control with, you know, some of the comments that have been made in terms of, the people who made an issue of Beebe not going to Lincoln on Friday, and his stated reason was safety and some of the emails he had received, and then Bo's behavior on the sideline, which is, you know, not just terribly unique for anybody from Youngstown, Ohio, but but it's fairly fairly uncommon in most of college football. So And, you know, Nebraska, I don't know about the penalty discrepancy. Certainly strange, 16-2 at College Station. Sometimes that can happen. Now, I saw the tape of the guy pulling on the guy's privates, Ben Cotton, the unfortunate victim. Obviously, that was a bad move. I don't know why the Big 12 didn't act on that, but it just seems to me that Nebraska has always been such a classy place. I wrote a column last year when the Sooners went up there, banner headline that said, "Why can't every place be like Lincoln?" And just what a wonderful place it was to go play football. And it just seems like this divorce has become so acrimonious that obviously the Big 12 is damaged by the parting. But I think Nebraska's reputation has been damaged by it also, with some of the back and forth with the conference officials. So to me, that takes a little bit of the shine off of this whole glorious relationship between primarily Oklahoma and Nebraska, but really the conference in Nebraska, which goes back to, I guess, 1920 for the core of the Big 12.
Barry, you bring up Youngstown, Ohio, and of course when they met in Kansas City, Pelini, Stoops, Pelini, that was banner back and forth. Are we over that, or will that be a huge storyline again this year?
I think it's a huge storyline primarily because, you know, Bo has sort of superseded Mike Stoops as the college football coaches who act most like basketball coaches. You know, basketball coaches, they haven't been behaving for decades. We really haven't invented a technical foul yet in football. A 15-yard penalty is pretty excessive in football, so they're loath to call that. But Mike Stoops and Bo have, you know, sort of become the poster child for bad behavior on the sidelines. Bob Stoops actually had a little bit of that in him. He doesn't do much of it anymore. All coaches yell at the refs, even the low-key ones. But, most of them hide it pretty good. And, Bob Stoops does a lot better than he used to. If I was guessing about Bo Pelini, I would say 5 years from now, Bo's a lot more docile. I bet he's a lot more low-key on the sidelines than he is now. Although Mike Stoops, now in his seventh year as a head coach, he really hadn't slowed down any in that regard. So you never know.
Barry Trammell of the Oklahoman with us for just another couple minutes. Let's get into a little bit about the Sooners, Barry. I don't know if Tony was quite as much on board as I was, but when we got back from Big 12 Media Days and just the way that team looked, handled itself, and we knew the talent they had, I really thought, as many people did, this team had a chance to win a national championship. Then a lot of close games in the preseason didn't go like we so often see, run the table in the South, either Oklahoma or Texas. That seems to be the only loss they have. What happened to Oklahoma this year, and then what did they do to kind of get things righted here towards the end of the season?
Well, the truth of the matter is they played pretty well. They had a road game problem. Their first three road games, they didn't play well at all, and they lost two of them. They played two very good teams in Missouri and A&M. The last two road games, Baylor is just, pretty good for Baylor, real good for Baylor, but just a so-so team. And then Oklahoma State's a very good team. And, they won both of those, so they're playing better. The truth of the matter is, I think that the national championships are sort of pie-in-the-sky deals. Even when you win them, they just sort of fall on your head through no effort of your own. Because most teams are going to lose a game here or there, and if you play a good schedule, which teams like we're talking about do, you're going to lose a game or two. And I think the conference championship is what's really paramount, and that really, if you win a conference championship, you got a really good team. And both Oklahoma and Nebraska are in position to do that. Either one of them could win it Saturday night. So I think they're both quality, good teams. Sooners just, they went to Columbia and didn't have a great game plan. I think the coaches really have to take that one on them. I think they got out-schemed by Gary Pinkel. Gary Pinkel. But they got out-schemed a little bit. They just played bad down at College Station. Got into a 19-0 hole, and then they sort of got serious about it and came back and almost won. But, they've got a really good team. And, frankly, they're very young. I mean, they're playing like 13 true freshmen, and many of them in key roles. And I think, this is really – this is sort of their rebuilding year. You know, last year they ended up not being very good, but they were a veteran team last year, and the injuries killed them. No Bradford, no Jermaine Gresham. So this was going to be their down year. So I think it's for a young team, I think they've had a pretty solid year.
You know, in that whole deal, Barry, I was thinking another thing that stands out to me as far as national titles go, they hardly ever happen with a freshman quarterback like Taylor Martinez is trying to run Nebraska. Then they very seldom happen with a sophomore quarterback like Landry Jones. Talk about his maturation a little bit throughout this year.
You know what? He's been very good, with the exception of some stretches on the road where he hasn't played well. And he had one of those in Stillwater. He threw three interceptions through in the first half Saturday in Stillwater. But at crunch time, he made big throws. They had a huge long drive there in the fourth quarter that really ate up time. So he grew up a little bit in that second half at Stillwater. Now, we'll see if that holds. But he's a good, solid quarterback. He's not a star. He's not Sam Bradford. I don't think he ever will be. He doesn't have the arm. He's not mobile. You know, if a quarterback is not a big-time runner, Taylor Martinez obviously is a big-time runner, or doesn't have a big-time arm like a Sam Bradford, then he's sort of limited. And that's what Landry Jones is. But that doesn't mean he can't be good and solid and win. So that's what he is. And I think if you accept that, then you can get some things done and you can be successful. So that's what Oklahoma's got to do is just realize Landry Jones' limitations. And he's got some strength, so ride those strengths.
Barry Trammell, the Oklahoman, with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Barry, we'll let you get out of here with this. What's your thoughts on Saturday's game? How do you think it's going to play out?
Well, I tend to, unless I have a really good reason to pick against Bob Stoops in a Big 12 title game, he's 6-1 in Big 12 title games. He's got problems on the road. He's got problems in bowl games. He's had problems at times with Texas. He's never had a problem in a Big 12 title game. So 6-1 is a pretty good record on neutral fields against, you know, generally pretty good teams. So, you know, I'll pick Oklahoma, but, I admit I'm a lot more in tune with the Sooners. If somebody up in Nebraska wanted to give me the alternative scenario, I wouldn't have a lot of argument against it.
Barry Trammell, great insight. Barry, we appreciate you joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Okay, guys, see you later.
Thanks, Barry. Barry Trammell of the Oklahoman joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show in Arlington from Big 12 Championship Headquarters. Brought to you by Big O Tires. Looking for the longest wearing, best performing light truck tires on the road today? Then look no further than Big O's Bigfoot tire lines. Available in aggressive traction tread designs like the Bigfoot XT or the smooth riding, high mileage Bigfoot AT. You're sure to find a great tire at a great price. And remember, all Big O light truck tires come with free lifetime road hazard warranty. So be sure to see Big O Tires for all your light truck and SUV service. So a little Oklahoma perspective there, Tony.
Yeah, you know, that's great insight. Barry Trammell, he's covered it all involving Oklahoma for so long. He's great to catch up with and always provides. I think he's about as close. You know, James Hale's probably a little bit more passionate than Barry is, but Barry's as close as anyone to that program, and it's great to catch his perspective. And, folks, I'm telling you right now, if you love the last 2 hours of the Doug and Daddy Show, you're going to love tomorrow and you're going to love Saturday. We got more great guests coming up for you, leading you up to that Big 12 championship game. Should be a great ride. We want you to hop on that bus and that train right with us.
James Hale among our guests tomorrow. We'll tell you more about that, wrap things up, give you a soccer update, and wrap up our first day of coverage of the Big 12 championship right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Corb Walker Mowers in Minden has been your authorized Walker Mower dealer for over 20 years. Hi, I'm Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers. A Walker mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one-hand fingertip control. Plus, the center discharge tilt-up deck and power dump catcher create an excellent grass handling system. Call me to schedule a demonstration.
Tis the season to shop ABC Drug and Gift. ABC Drug has all your Christmas gifts and decorations. Christmas is just around the corner, so now is the time to get everything you want and need on your Christmas list. ABC Drug has Elf on a Shelf with a little elf and a book. A great way to start a new Christmas tradition this year. So stop in today for great gifts. You'll always find holiday cheer at ABC Drug and Gift on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drug Store.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Arlington, Texas at the Arlington Hilton. Glad to have you along with us within walking distance from Jerry World and Cowboys Stadium. And a lot going on there Saturday night. Everybody gets here tonight and tomorrow, and that isn't here already, and we get ready for our show tomorrow from 11 to 1. Couple of things. Don't forget tonight, Nebraska volleyball, opening round of the NCAA tournament. Auburn and Missouri State play at the Coliseum at 4:30. So if you're heading down there, enjoy the doubleheader. Nebraska will play Sacred Heart at 7 o'clock. You can hear it on the Breeze 94.5 FM, also televised by Nebraska Educational Television. The winners will play tomorrow night at 7, also on the radio and televised. Opening night, high school basketball, wrestling, all the winter sports can get going tonight. Best of luck to all of those folks. And an update from the NAIA National Soccer Tournament. After a scoreless first half, William Carey has got on the board against Hastings College. They lead the Hastings women by a score of 1-0 about midway through the second period. So Hastings is going to have to find a way to get on the board.
Well, hopefully they will. They found a way in that to beat the number one team in the country. So let's go, ladies. Let's get some goals scored. I was going to say points on the board, but that's not points. It's goals.
There you go. Hey, one final note. With Oklahoma-Nebraska meeting for the final time in the foreseeable future, Oklahoma-Nebraska are in talks to get things going in the future for a series. And right now, as has been mentioned, 2020-2021, Athletic Director Tom Osborne says Nebraska can't commit to the games until he knows the structure of the Big Ten schedule for those seasons, and that might not be known for a year or two. Big Ten considering, of course, going to the 9-game conference schedule in 2015, with each team having 5 home games 1 year in the league and 4 the next, which, you know, that could mean Nebraska all of a sudden only has 5 home games or 6 home games in a season. So you play 9, you got room for 3 others. Well, let's face it, 2 of those are definitely going to be at home if you go to Oklahoma. Sign the deal. Let's do it. So you have 6 games, then maybe the next year all your games are at home. Maybe you're 3 non-conference, you have 8 home games. What's the difference? Sign the deal. Oklahoma wants to have the home game in 2020. That would be the 50th anniversary of the game of the century, which was played in Norman. Sign the deal. Sign the deal.
It's a must.
Sign the deal. Don't let this get away. Don't let this get away. You can't expect Oklahoma to hold out 3 years because they make these contracts so far in advance. So hopefully they will.
He walked by the plate of dessert.
Where's
Doug,
the dessert?
Doug about attack.
Yeah, no dessert here? Come on.
Yeah, we got an email here that says, we were talking earlier about Missouri playing Washington in the Holiday Bowl and what a Debbie Downer the whole Pac-10 conference has been. Got an email here that says, the Pac-10 is so bad they're inviting Colorado into the conference.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's so good. Well, Merritt, I guess if you're ready to get us out of here, we're ready to wrap up day one. So hit the close, and we are looking forward to being back with you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Arlington, Texas. Well, I want to thank all the folks that joined us on the show today, including Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated and, of course, Nebraska historian for All Sports, led off by football, Barry Trammell of the Oklahoman, wide receiver of the Huskers, Joe Brockmeyer, the Aurora Husky, native Aurora graduate, and, of course, Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Among our guests tomorrow from Big Red Report, Brian Munson, who lives here, will be joining us live on the program tomorrow. He's got some special guests that he's going to be bringing with him, James Hale, who is the longtime voice of Oklahoma radio down here on the not of the broadcast, but of covering Oklahoma. We've had him on the show numerous times. Very passionate. Merv Johnson, the color man for the Oklahoma Radio Network, will join us on the program tomorrow, plus many other special guests. 11 to 1 tomorrow, 12 to 2 on Saturday, brought to you by Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island, plus Pigskin Pick'em and Daddy's selections and our prediction on the game tomorrow.
Your last chance, folks. Your last chance. There's 4 qualified for that computer. Your last chance to try and beat Doug and I at Pigskin Pick'em.
Have a safe trip. I know a lot of folks are taking off today to drive down to Dallas and Arlington to get ready for the game, whether you're leaving today or tomorrow. Temperatures in the mid to upper 50s here in the Arlington area and the Dallas area, so plan accordingly in the game, of course, inside. We will see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.